101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, we're 100% Hobart, and we're 100% excited about this man, Todd McKenny. He's visiting us in November, singing Peter Allen the piano sessions. Good morning.
Good morning.
You must love doing this, Todd. It must be great taking this around the country.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I've got a few different versions of this show. One of them is with all the bells and whistles and, you know, lighting that I can do on huge auditoriums and stuff. And then this one is me, a piano, and my backing singer. And so we set the whole thing up kind of like you're in my lounge room. So we make it very conversational with the audience. And so I encourage the audience to ask questions, ask requests. And so it's got a real kind of personal sort of feel about it.
And are you in character the whole time, or do you switch between yourself and Peter Allen? No.
No, I'm me singing his song. I mean, he and I are dangerously close. Anyway, but so I don't come out in character. I just think the whole idea of this show, I think, is to... I want the audience to get a sense that they've kind of met Todd. I talk about Dancing with the Stars and stuff. So if I was in character, I would be kind of locked into
the
Peter stuff. But because people know me from Dancing with the Stars too, I think if I come out as me, it gives me an opportunity to give them a bit of backstage gossip.
They can ask you about Bindi Irwin and things like that.
They can. it's more like Mark... what was his name? Oh, I can't remember. Mark Holden.
Oh, God, he was painful.
Oh, my God, that was hard.
But it was like a toothache.
Without anaesthetic.
Yes.
But so entertaining to watch.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
So this is the first time you've been able to take a show to regional Australia, is that right?
That's right. And that's our aim over the next 12 months, or 18 months probably, is that we want to go to as many theatres regionally as we can. So we want to get to places where I can't afford to take the whole band. And by doing just piano and vocalists, I can afford to go to smaller venues. And so we're trying to go to every regional city that has a theatre.
That's great, because so many places, and I do believe for Hobart in particular, we do miss out a lot of the shows. You know, they do the mainland, they forget about us. So, we're thrilled that you've included us on the list.
Well, I just love Hobart. I mean, I love Hobart, and I love Launceston as well. I think Tasmania is just so beautiful. I think people forget that you guys are sitting there in one of the most beautiful spots in the world, and it's so easy to get to. And every time I get to Hobart, I think I must come back here and actually holiday.
Well, we hope you do hang around for a little bit longer after the show, if you have time.
So what about Dancing with the Stars this year, Todd? Is it back?
I don't think we're on this year, but I think hopefully we'll be back next year. I think the Olympics kind of got in the way of our normal schedule this year. I don't think it's a bad thing to rest it anyway, if they do rest it. I mean, we're always on permanent hold, so they could say any minute I could get a call and go, right, it's on. But I think resting it sort of is not a bad thing. The Olympics comes along and then we reboot it next year would be great.
Well, they could have done an Olympic themed one, gymnastics with the stars perhaps.
Well, maybe what they're going to do is wait for the Olympics to finish and then get all the athletes who did well to come on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Russians are available now.
Todd McKenny, we are so excited to have you heading our way to Hobart. You're going to be at Rest Point Saturday 19th of November with your show, Todd McKenny Sings Peter Allen the Piano Sessions. We're super excited. We hope maybe you can even pop by the studio when you're in town.
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely, love to.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Good on you. Thank you very much.